WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Every day we're working out those mental muscles, building resilience, and navigating this crazy world with a little more clarity and calm. Today's workout. It's all about self-care. And I know what you're thinking. Self-care? Dylan, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Well, it is sometimes, but trust me, there's so much more to it than meets the eye. In today's supercharged world, we're constantly bombarded with demands, deadlines, and expectations. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about ourselves. But here's the thing. Neglecting our well-being isn't just a bummer. It actually weakens those mental muscles we're trying so hard to build. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like your fuse is shorter than usual? Yeah, that's your brain screaming for some TLC. So, let's break down why self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it as regular maintenance for your most valuable asset, your mind. It's the difference between hitting the gym and hoping to get stronger versus showing up with a plan, proper technique, and rest days. First off, self-care helps manage stress. You know that feeling when you're constantly on edge? Like a rubber band stretched too tight? Self-care practices, like mindfulness meditation or spending time in nature, help us unwind and recharge. They act as those crucial breaks that prevent burnout. Secondly, it boosts our mood and energy levels. When we prioritize self-care, we are investing in activities that genuinely bring us joy and fulfillment. That could be anything from reading a good book to catching up with friends, or even just taking a hot shower after a long day. These little things have a ripple effect, making us feel more positive and energized overall. Thirdly, self-care improves our focus and concentration. Imagine trying to hit the bullseye while juggling chainsaws. That's what it feels like when we're mentally depleted. Self-care activities help clear the mental clutter and sharpen our focus so we can tackle tasks with greater efficiency and clarity. Fourth, it strengthens our resilience. Life is going to throw curveballs your way, no doubt about it. But self-care equips us with the tools to bounce back from challenges stronger than before. It's like building a mental immune system that helps us weather those storms with more grace and fortitude. Finally, remember this. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it as taking care of your own oxygen mask before helping others. When we feel good mentally and emotionally, we're better equipped to show up as our best selves in all areas of life. Let me paint a picture for you. Picture yourself walking into work on a Monday morning. You've had a stressful weekend, maybe even a little too much screen time before bed. Your head is pounding, your patience is wearing thin, and you're already dreading that big meeting later this morning. Sound familiar? Now imagine this. Instead of scrolling through social media for an hour before work, you start your day with a quick yoga session or a mindful walk in the park. You grab a healthy breakfast that energizes your body and mind. And instead of rushing into your emails, you take 5 minutes to jot down some thoughts in a journal, clearing your head and setting positive intentions for the day. Suddenly, that Monday morning feels less like a battlefield and more like an opportunity to make things happen. You feel more focused, energized, and equipped to handle whatever challenges come your way. That's the power of self-care. It's not about escaping reality, it's about showing up in reality with your best foot forward. So, what are you waiting for? Take a step towards prioritizing your mental well-being today. Maybe it's trying a new mindfulness app, scheduling that massage you've been putting off, or simply carving out some time for an activity you truly enjoy. Remember, self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about finding what works best for you and making it a non-negotiable part of your routine. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available, and talking things through with someone you trust can make a world of difference. Keep flexing those mental muscles, folks. Remember, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to thrive. And remember to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep it real, then keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.